Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 72, Episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist!
Yeah!
Podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Wednesday, March 7th, 2019. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Don't Do Me Like Jack! Don't Do Me Like Jack! No, no, Miles Graby! Don't Do Me Like Jack! All right, I gave up on that one at the end. Thank you to Christy Yamaguchi, man, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
It was March 7th.
Oh, yeah.
2002. Only thing you need to do right here is... My dad never came to my track meets. And when I saw him, I knew something was wrong.
Oh, God.
He took me for a ride around Amelia Earhart Park in North Hollywood with this song playing in the background and told me, I'm leaving your mom.
Wow.
It's the anniversary on March 7th. Thank you for everyone who sent their thoughts and prayers. I had to just honor this day with that moment.
Damn.
Just to keep the Zeitgeist lore alive.
Well.
You know what? I'm actually going to text my dad.
Good.
Like, you know what today is, right?
Yeah, text him at the beginning of the show and see if he gets back to us by the end. This is,
he might say, who the fuck is this?
This is a great episode to have on a first-time guest.
Oh, yeah, right? You're singing, like, I'm sobbing to Busta Rhymes.
Uh-huh. It's all like, very confusing, but I'm into it.
That voice is our third guest, or our guest in the third seat today. He is a hilarious comedian, writer, and actor, Mr. Matt Lee.
Hey, everyone.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You guys both sing songs.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I sobbed a song.
Yeah, you did sob one.
I really delivered.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. You made a pun on your name.
Yeah, that's the idea,
that's
man.
That's fun.
That's kind of comedy.
If Matt leave me now, that's my name.
Hey-o.
You take away the biggest part. Someone's phone just rang in the middle of my bit.
That is unbelievably
that was
rude.
My dad.
Is
yeah.
this? Oh,
yeah.
Was it?
He's. Yeah.
What'd he say?
New dad who dis.
Yeah. I just said, you know what tomorrow is? He just said, why?
Why is a great.
Or today is why.
Wow.
Well,
it's the anniversary of your dad leaving your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, and I was bringing it up because I'm fine now.
When was this? Was this
2002?
Last? 2002. Oh, okay. This has been a bit.
No. Feels like yesterday, Matt.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at this point, surely you're over it, happy for it.
I don't know. You know, my therapist says I'm making progress.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Why is just a great chess pass back to you. You know, back. Why?
He's the master of the power move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, why? It could mean anything. Yeah. Like, why are you asking about it?
Yeah.
Right. Why is that still
bothering
you?
You good? You good? You not good? Right. Okay, because I'm thriving.
What if he just sent you, like, the sunglasses happy face emoji? That would be, you know what today is? Hell yeah, I know what today
is. It's actually a gif of my dad, but it's like the deal with it sunglasses coming down on his face. I'm like, oh my God, you just made that?
Yeah. You had that ready, Dad.
You just have a deal with it gif on lock? Okay.
With that song playing in the background.
Then it wouldn't be a gif. It would be a video.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's a good point.
He just texted back again. He just hit me with the date. He said, March 7th?
Damn.
Wow. God damn.
He is gaslighting
Does
the
your phone
shit
not
out
have
of you.
A date on
Savage.
It or something?
Wow. Savage. Anyway, let's not make this about me.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah.
Matt, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things that we're doing today. We're saying goodbye to the Papa. Big John Schnattery or whatever the
Schnatter.
Fuck. Schnatter.
Whatever, yeah.
He is off the board at Papa John. We're going to talk about the R. Kelly interview to end all R. Kelly interviews, maybe. We're going to talk about the speculation over when the Mueller report is going to drop and how the grand old party is defending Trump against those Stormy Daniels payments.
Hush payments.
Hush. But first, Matt, we like to ask our guests, what's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Oh, one thing I did, the last thing I searched was the words, how come?
How come?
Yeah, because I like to mess with the autofill results.
Yeah.
You guys ever fuck with
that?
No,
yeah. I want to see what mine are now.
It's this, yeah, so it's like this game that I do because I'm a stand-up comic, so I'll go on stage and just ask for a letter and Google how come and a letter and see the autofill results that pop up. And they're pretty amazing because...
Yo, he's calling me right now. I'm so sorry.
Your dad is calling
you? Should I get him on speakerphone real quick?
No. this was a terrible
Hello?
Idea.
Hey, are you at work?
Yeah, I'm at work.
Wow. Is this something... Is March 7th every year it pops up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a Google reminder.
Dad, I'm fucking with you. This is on the podcast.
Hey, Mr. Gray.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. So
damn, you called my bluff on this bit. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Everybody in the room sweating right now.
Don't worry. He's totally over it.
All right, I love you.
I disown you.
Peace.
Dude,
shit!
Your dad is playing 4D chess with your heart.
I know,
he
man.
Just poured a 40 out on me.
God damn!
What a good guy.
I'm sorry. Let's actually take that out. Dude, he was really trying to have a heart to heart with me.
I know,
because it's funny. Anyway, I'll talk about this. He's like, you talk about it on the show. He's like, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Man,
I'm
he
good.
Really checked on me. Like, Dad, who cares? God damn.
Oh, man.
That was kind of amazing. If you take that out, you're doing a disservice to all of the fans.
All right, we'll keep it in.
We'll keep
so
it
So they
in.
Can hear.
Yeah.
My
they need to know.
Good man.
He is a good man. That was, that
yeah,
was
the
some,
fact that,
that
he
was
called?
Some real father shit.
Yeah.
Man. That was awesome,
damn.
Man.
That he, but he brought my trauma right back when he was like, has this been some of you dealing with every day?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sure the tone matched up with the
tone.
The tone
melted
the
me with the tone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
God, that, if that ain't a fucking first rate podcast, that's some American, whatever,
shit,
this American
man.
Life shit right
wow.
now.
Wow.
Damn, we gave that to y'all for free.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Back
no, no.
to you.
That was 10 times more interesting.
Well, that gave me some time to type how come different letters.
Yeah.
How come M? Mine are kind of boring. I'm interested to hear what yours are.
Oh,
how come M is how come my dog doesn't howl?
Uh-huh.
Which might have been something I've asked before because my dog does not howl.
You're messing up. Are you on Google right now?
Yeah.
See, you're fucking up. You gotta go, you gotta go to Yahoo, dude.
Oh, damn.
Yahoo is like, where that's is that? For people.
I've been fucking up my whole life.
Yeah,
apparently,
yeah. You gotta use Yahoo for life, dude. Yeah, Yahoo's the shit.
Okay, that's my bad.
Oh, you're Y4L?
Oh, dude, all day.
Damn. Okay.
Cause Yahoo, it's got everything. You know, it's got like news.
Yeah.
It's got sports.
You know what? In Bing, what you do, it says, "How come M? How come my keyboard doesn't work?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How
yeah.
the fuck do you type that in?
Yo, mine is.
Maybe it's voice. Voice activated.
I guess so.
They know too much about me because.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did. How come M? And again, how come my dog don't bark when you come round?
See, exactly. It'll be phrased in a different way.
That's very strange.
Yeah, yeah. On Google, it's like, how come my dog doesn't howl? And Yahoo was like, why come dog never bark good no more? If dog is dog socialist? Like,
oh, wow.
How best. Come dog make not make wolf sound?
How come dog look like wolf don't act like wolf?
Well, if they do know a lot about me, then the how come N is very troubling because the first result is how come nobody likes me?
Yeah, ooh. But that's fair, though, because if you're Googling right. how come.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not very likable, you know?
Yeah.
Mine is how come Netflix isn't working?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How come Netflix isn't working?
How come Netflix isn't working?
Mine is the second one is how come Netflix doesn't have any good movies? They think I'm just depressed.
How come neon glows?
My favorite ever was
why are yours so
how come
cooler?
No Golden Compass 2?
How come
what the fuck?
They got Golden Compass 1. My favorite is how come L, because that's where you get all the like hard hitters. How come life is so hard? Ooh, how right. come liquor does not freeze? How come liberals are stupid? How come lice don't drown? How come Lilo and Stitch? Just
that's
how,
it?
Just how come?
How come Lilo and Stitch?
Like they're watching
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's on mine too.
And they're confused. Like, how come Lilo?
On Bing, how come Lowe's won't tile bathrooms? How come Lincoln MKZ isn't popular?
Oh man, this could be its own whole podcast.
No, it really could be. Yeah.
How
yeah,
come?
Yeah.
Why come?
It's a bit that I've done. Like one time, I was like, let's just see how long I could do it. I did it for 20 minutes one time, and it was beautiful. Just how? People, you can play this game alone. You can
how
play it
old
with friends.
Do they think I am? My first how come L is how come Linda left Blue Bloods.
What is any of that?
I think that's that Tom Selleck show that nobody's ever watched under the age of 65.
See, that's why Yahoo is amazing.
Damn,
that's for people who search shit and they're like, I don't even want to know the answer.
I feel really bad.
Like it's the best type of person.
That is great. Well, you have wasted the rest of my day.
Yeah,
I know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
doing
yeah,
from
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
What is something you think is underrated?
Green Book.
Oh, no.
Yeah, wow. Green Book.
Okay, so I haven't seen it, so I can't say anything.
That's right. What about you? You seen Green Book?
I've read enough about it. And
you're going to talk shit on Green Book.
Yeah, well.
That's what everyone does. They don't see it, and they talk mad shit on Green Book. But
right.
Guess what? Green Book, solid movie.
Is
it? It was cute. It was like, yeah, it was racist. sure it was racist, but it was like racist in an adorable way. In a Farrelly Brothers way, where it was like, you know, you're just watching the, you know, a boomer do his best. You know,
right.
A white liberal boomer just like, you know what'll cure racism? This fucking movie.
This movie, man.
And it's like, it's one of those movies that just makes you feel good. So anytime people watch the movie, it's funny, if you read any review that's like talking shit on it, they're like, listen, I saw Green Book, and I liked Green Book. They all say the same thing.
Right.
And also, you know, won the Academy Award for Best Picture, and I think that's bullshit because, you know, The Favorite was the best movie of the year easily.
Love The Favorite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or at least of the nominees. Movie, yeah. It's definitely Sorry to Bother You was the best, but that didn't,
yeah.
You know. But yeah, no, Green Book, dude, you got to see it.
Okay.
You got to see Green Book. It's like, it's about a guy driving. He's like, hey, I'm White Savior in over here.
Yeah.
it's really cute. If you saw it, you'd be like, okay, I get why people like it.
I think the reason I don't want to watch it is because I don't want racism to end.
Right, right, right.
I feel
right.
like if I do, it will end racism.
That's true. As soon as I saw that movie, I was like, oh, dude, thank God racism's over. I was getting a little sick and tired of hearing about it, to be honest. Now that it's over, I can go on being racist.
I can get back to it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is something you think is overrated?
Overrated? Let me see. The state of Israel.
Oh, no.
Wow. Here's the thing. Real Ilhan Omar
I'm a real Ilhan Omar. Listen, it's fine. But it's like one of those things where it's like as soon as you mention it or criticize it, people get mad. It's just a country.
Yeah.
It's a country full of people. Every country's got people in it. Why can't we talk a little shit about it? You ever been?
No.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
You've
it's,
been?
Yeah, I went on Birthright. You know, it's a lot of people like singing like Jewish camp songs and stuff like that.
Right.
And I'm just like, Jew camp fucking sucked. If you went to if any Jews are listening, you know what I'm talking about. Jew camp was not like the greatest experience. You spend most of it watching other people fucking, you know, hooking up with other people. And you're just like, life is going to be sad for me because I'm never going to be able to fuck. Anyways, so like it's small. It's like confining. If you've ever spent a long period of time, it's like, what if you spent your entire life living in New Jersey?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's too tiny.
Your whole country.
You want a
New
big
Jersey.
Country, dude. Big countries are where it's at.
You want a big country.
You want a big Afghanistan.
You want Brian Reeves.
Yeah, exactly, man. You want Russia. That's a big ass country.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
I don't want to live in Russia because I don't think they like Jews, but I do think that it's, you know, a lot of landmass. You go to Siberia. Yeah.
Siberia, get lost.
You get lost in Siberia. Yeah. That's fun. Really, it's like everything is walkable in Israel. You just walk.
The entire country is walkable.
You can walk the entire country in a day. Too small. Too little. That's all I'm saying.
And what is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
Oh, that's a great question. What is a myth? That I guess... The biggest myth is that, I mean, and this is back to anti-Semitism, but the idea that all Jews have money, I don't have money. I have no money. Do you guys have money?
I have three money.
You have three monies?
Yeah, I have three money.
Okay, okay, yeah. Six.
I'm trying to get to five money. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
But wait, neither of you guys are Jewish, right?
Right.
Okay, so that makes sense that you guys have some money.
Right.
I don't have any money. And people are always talking about that. And I feel like, you know, we need to stop the scourge of anti-Semitism in this country. I think it's messed up.
Right.
Also, though, Israel's bullshit. It's a lame-ass little country. It's not that great. You know?
Yeah. We were talking yesterday about how somebody put a dollar sign in who was
Tom Steyer's
Tom
name.
Steyer's
yeah,
name.
Jim Jordan did.
Damn.
Yeah, just because.
Yeah, that's what people do.
You
got to
know.
And no one's dragging him. Or at least his party isn't dragging him.
Yeah, it's messed up. Yeah. You know, it's because the Democratic Party got a lot of problems right now. I don't know if you guys heard about it.
Well, yeah.
Do you guys ever talk about politics on this podcast?
We try to stay away from it.
We try to stay away. That's fair.
I'm very nervous about this discussion.
Yeah.
I'd rather shy away. I'm going to call my dad again.
Yeah. that's an easier conversation to have than like, let's talk about the Middle East for a while. Let's talk about it.
Mostly we talk about Papa John's, actually.
Yeah.
Which is what we're going to get into first.
Yeah.
The travails of one Papa. John Schnatter is no longer on the board of Papa John's. He did not get his name correction or did not get to save his good name as he promised us he would.
No.
Turns out he is just an asshole.
Yeah. So why did he get let go? Was it the... More racism?
It was the racial slurs. It was the tanking of the brand in response to Colin Kaepernick. And then, like, it basically just his presence became untenable.
Yeah.
And so they were trying to oust him. He was like trying to sue them. They were just like, dude, you're not gonna fucking get back in here. Like,
yeah.
And he had to sell his like shares off. And now they've finally reached a settlement to fucking, you know, wipe their hands clean of him.
They bought him out, right?
Is there a new Papa?
So apparently one thing he did get in the lawsuit is a right to have a say in who will replace him.
Yeah.
He gets to pick the step papa?
Yes, yeah.
That's
exactly.
Sick.
I think it's David Duke.
Yeah. That would be wild.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be sick, dude.
That's pretty cool.
Papa John's gets to keep its brand, you know.
Yeah,
he'd be the grand wizard of
the
Papa
grand
John's.
Papa.
Yeah.
Also Mario Batali, some Me Too shit from last year is shaking out. Mario Batali has had his stake in all, I guess, 45 of his restaurants bought out by his partners. So Italian eating is now woker today than it was yesterday.
Hey, you going to call Papa John's Italian?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, sure he is. He makes a pizza.
It's Papa John's.
It's a Papa John's.
I'm high on Coke tossing your pies here.
Right. It's a crossover. It's what's that called? It's fusion cuisine. It fuses Italian eating with
racism.
Sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And,
or
and
sugar.
Racism.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this R. Kelly interview, you guys.
Okay. Yeah. R. Kelly sat down with Gayle King. Mm-hmm.
And he was not prepared.
He was not prepared. And really? I don't even want to play the clips. It's because it's just a bunch of, he's just victimizing himself.
Really?
He's crying. He's saying, like, they're trying to kill me with this bullshit. I'm trying to live. And he's, and Gayle King just looks at him and she's like, wow, sounds like you're the victim.
Wow.
And
wow.
He was just kind of like, didn't realize. Right. She was just like, I'm looking right through you.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, man, because I don't know what's happening.
He was not picking up on the subtleties of Gayle King's
tone. The interview is good in the sense that it's one of those, you know, a lot of times where there have been controversies, celebrity controversies, like these interviews are just sort of like a PR stop.
Right.
Where it's like pre-negotiated to be a peaceful conversation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I'll ask mm-hmm. you things adjacent that won't fully, you know, press you. Mm-hmm. But Gayle King just full court press out the gate. And he just, all he could do was deny, blame other people, and
he claimed the parents sold him the children?
Yeah, like, they gave them up to me. They right. handed them over, I think was the thing he said.
Which is a weird for, because at one point yeah. in the conversation he was saying, no, I never had anything to do with girls under 17 years old. But then the other one, he was saying parents handed him
over
handed
at
their
17.
Underage.
Listen, I would never have sex with a 17-year-old.
Right.
But if you're going to give me one, right. I mean,
essentially, yeah.
what yeah. choice do I have?
Right. And then he said something about, like, I only look at legal women or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a very odd word choice.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's, it was just a, you know, it was a not a good show. Like, he basically had a breakdown. His publicist had to, like, sit him down. And
damn.
But it was like, you could tell he was putting on like his greatest performance.
Yeah, yeah,
like
it was
it was very, you know, he was out there. I got the sense that he felt like it was working at various points.
Well, he looked directly into camera most of the time.
Yeah,
you know, like pled mm-hmm. with the I guess people or
yeah, 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 yeah. He's looking to all of his fans out there and people out there like, please believe me.
Yeah.
And it's like that's pretty gross.
Yeah. No, it was, and it just came off like a man who knows he's caught.
Yeah.
And the he's just trying to do whatever he can to try and make himself look innocent, and it's just it's so transparent. It's
yeah.
It wasn't a good show.
It was not.
He must feel good about the whole the Leaving Neverland documentary coming out because it like takes a little bit of the focus away from him.
Yeah, right? But in a way, Michael Jackson is dead and he's alive.
Well, right. That's so. The thing. It's like, you know, the fact that is we're just going to relitigate what happened with Michael Jackson, and but he's already dead, so we might as well keep talking about yeah. R. Kelly. Which,
take it
by
out
the way,
on him.
Yeah, I mean, R. Kelly, though, is still, the fact that he is not, like, in jail for having sex prisoners,
yeah,
that's a little weird.
Or just straight-up sex tapes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, sex tapes are fine.
Well,
the most incriminating of sex
tapes
in the history of sex tapes.
Yeah. So the issue was not that he peed on someone. It was that he peed on a minor,
it's
right?
It's a new tape that came out with him explicitly describing like the age of the minor in the video. It's like,
damn.
It's really fucked
it's
up.
It's straight out of the Chappelle sketch where the person's got the ID, two forms of ID out and stuff.
Nearly.
Damn.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to talk about Israel.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And there's a lot of speculation at the moment. Mueller's been quiet for a little while, and people are wondering when the report is going to drop. You know, we've heard from Matt Whitaker that it's going to be any day now, any moment. And, you know, a lot of people believe him and think that it is any moment. And the lead headline on Drudge Report this morning is that former CIA Director John Brennan was saying that it will be this Friday that the Mueller report will drop. But his reasoning, when you actually click through, is that it's got to be in the next couple weeks for some reason, just because we're assuming it's going to be soon. Uh-huh. And he wouldn't do next Friday because that's the Ides of March, and that would be too dramatic for Mueller. That was his evidence.
That because it's the Ides of March?
Next Friday would be. So yeah. This coming Friday is not the Ides of March. So he says, all right, so the indictments come down on Fridays, right? Okay, so follow me here. Indictments come down on Fridays. Next Friday is the Ides of March, so it has to be this Friday.
Huh.
Because it'll coincide with the assassination of Caesar?
No, because next Friday is the Ides of March.
Right, so he doesn't want it to be the date that's known as the day Ides. Caesar was killed.
Yeah.
So let's just do it a week ahead.
Yeah.
That's weird, though, because wouldn't it be perfectly on brand to do it? That seems like the best time to do it.
Yeah, he's saying Mueller isn't dramatic enough to do that. That would be too dramatic. It's all very...
I mean, what is
very
like,
loose?
Is that what's going on in the special counsel's office right now?
I mean, look,
Robert,
I
think I'm telling you the 15th, baby.
Yeah,
it's a
good day. It's a good day.
Good marketing.
Like how much he wants to just drop the bomb on the news cycle.
Yeah. But also, like, how many people are actually understand the Ides of March? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
historically, just in general, like, when I heard that, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to wait for you to mention that it had something to do with Caesar.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. Right.
yeah.
Of course, dude. The Ides of March, that's when Little Caesar's Pizza lost all of his.
And he invented crazy bread.
Pan loco. Hot and ready.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't begrudge John Brennan for, like, throwing some shit out there in an interview, but like that's how starving people are for this report, that he throws that out there and they're like, well, Yeah. Well, you heard it here. It's coming Friday.
I hope it is, though, man. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I want to hear about it.
I think that's the truth.
Well, they're already selling copies of it on Amazon.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
What? They like pre-selling copies?
Well, I don't know. There is one that says it's the Mueller Report authored by Robert S. Mueller III with a foreword or introduction by Alan Dershowitz.
What?
Is a copy that's like for pre-sale
that
on Amazon.
Can't be real.
And I'm like, this is impossible.
Yeah, no. Yeah, none of that makes
the
sense.
The way it works is he's going to hand that to William Barr. William Barr is then going to decide what to do with it. It's
right.
Not like Mueller drops it off at the Washington Post.
Right,
like,
exactly.
All right, make the Kindle edition.
Yeah. It's all redacted and shit.
Yeah, there's so like, it's weird that there are, but it's selling.
Yeah, and what it's is a Alan... publisher from Skyhorse Publishing apparently got a deal with...
Skyhorse.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is, but they... hooked it up so they got Dershowitz to agree to do an introduction once the report comes out. And they're like, we're going to pre-sell copies of this because we know people will pay for it.
I just love the idea that they're like, we need a foreword written. Who should we get?
Right.
Alan fucking Dershowitz.
Yeah.
Of all the people. His foreword just going to be like, hey, just remember this is all fake.
Yeah.
This is not real. He's lying. I mean, Alan Dershowitz, I imagine, is pretty big. Trump supporter?
Oh, he's 100%.
Yeah. He's been fully, this is a witch hunt.
This is a witch hunt.
They don't have anything.
They're shunning me at the country club.
Yeah.
Because I'm on Team Trump.
It was the Vineyard.
Oh, the vineyard. Martha's?
The dinner party at Martha's Vineyard.
No one will talk to me.
Invited to anymore.
I mean, I'm looking at Skyhorse Publishing. They have published a book by Alan Dershowitz, The Case Against Democratic House Impeachment of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Then they also
published the Turner Diaries. They republished Mein Kampf.
All the hits. Also, the unofficial Fortnite guide, Fortnite Battle Royale hacks.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, very serious stuff.
That is a weird crossover, though.
Also, like, you think people are buying a real paper book about Fortnite?
Right.
Have they not heard of message boards for gamers?
But so if it's got a forward by Alan Dershowitz.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
The way I avoid being 360 no-scoped.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they are just a publisher that jumps on whatever the trend is. They just do a Google search
right.
of how come and then mm-hmm. trend.
Exactly. And That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Cohen, you know, testimony has been pretty big. It's still resonating. You know, the New York Times has a hold of their checks. Some of the checks that was written or mm-hmm. were written.
It was written.
Nas, thank you. That it's coming out again. So it sort of made its way in the news. And then a senator from South Dakota, Mike Rounds, he was on CNN and just offers up just this great defense of it, too. I've been like, yeah, maybe he wrote the checks.
Oh,
but there's
yeah.
a good. Just listen to, I mean, the GOP knows how to circle those fucking wagons.
Are you okay with all of this?
I think. Most of us have a concern anytime you have a president who is trying to work through some very personal matters. I honestly think this president loves his family, and I think it has as much to do with trying not to have public discussions about something that is for him a private matter that he didn't want to have discussed with his family. And I think that's a lot of it. I think that every time I think about this, I think about that particular issue because I think he really does care about his family. I think he loves his family, and I don't think he wanted his family to go through this.
He loves his family. Loves his family.
Something the Republicans have always been overly concerned with is a president having personal issues that mm-hmm. he doesn't want to discuss with his family.
Yeah,
they don't like to air that dirty laundry unless it's a Democrat, uh-huh. in which case mm-hmm. they will publish hundreds of pages of detailed accounting of him sticking a cigar.
He loves his family. He loves his family, you know, and we care about the sanctity of families.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, that's why he's such a good guy. That's why we rip families apart at the border. It's all about families.
Mm-hmm. Right, right,
MCI,
right.
Friends and Families Plan. So that's, again, it's just the fact that the all they have now is like, he did it because he loves his. He didn't want his family to know that he was just cheating on
right,
his wife,
yeah.
You know, months after she gave birth to his son.
Yeah,
right.
Because yeah,
only a sick person would let his wife know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's really the responsible thing. Is
yeah.
he's trying he's
to hide it,
keeping it a secret for her.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit you say when you're caught
right.
cheating. Yeah.
What'd you want
what
me to tell
fuck?
You?
Yeah. I told you because I knew you would be mad.
Yeah.
I knew you'd react like
See,
this.
Yeah. I knew you would react like this. Yeah,
that's all that so gaslighty shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. It's like, well, the reason that he did all of this cheating and paying off is because he loves his family. That's
right.
really sweet, though, if you think
yeah.
about it, you know?
Yeah, family man.
He's a real family guy.
Sometimes loving your family coincides with having to defraud the American people.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes, I mean, if it's family, an election. Or, you know, cheating to win an election.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you have to do what's right for your family.
Hey, listen, if you got to hire a hitman to kill the person that you cheated with, like, it means you love your family just that much more.
Yeah. Or just intimidate them while they're going into a workout. Isn't that what happened to her? She was like,
someone pulled up to her, in front of a gym.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sicking the police to do a weird sting on you at a strip club.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was
after the fact, but
yeah. That was not the police's fault or anything. I mean, they were just there and happened to notice that she was letting people touch her as a stripper. And they had to investigate because, you know,
because that's illegal.
That sort of thing happen. Especially cops, you know, they never go to strip clubs.
No,
And
they hate crimes.
Yes, you know? Especially.
They do a lot of them.
Right. Let's talk about Facebook real quick.
No.
Because Facebook, they just can't get out of the way of their own dick. They just keep tripping over and over and over again. So the most recent revelation is that the phone number you get Facebook for two-step security verification is searchable by other users.
Yeah. It can, if you're not careful.
Wait,
that
what?
You know, like, when you have any app or whatever social media, it's like, put your phone number in so we can verify with your text. So they at first, it's sort of like, we just need this for security.
Yeah.
But then it was, like, searchable in certain instances.
God damn it.
So someone could just pull up and pull your number up through your profile.
That explains a lot, actually. because, I mean, not just the robocalls, but I also get random text messages. Because, like, I was doing this show for AJ Plus where I would attack a lot of like white supremacists and stuff like that, you know, just talk about white nationalism in America. And then I did start getting text messages that were just like, hey, it's okay to be white. Fuck you. And then
I'd be like, damn,
how the fuck did they get my number?
Oh, wow.
So I thought I got doxxed on like 4chan or something. If I got doxxed on Facebook,
By yourself.
Yeah, right. I doxed myself.
Yeah, self-dox.
Hey, you got to have that two-step authentication.
That's what I did because I figured I didn't want anyone like getting, oh, man, that's messed up. You know, Zuckerberg, he's really fucking up.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting a take like that.
Dude, I mean, I know that I have a lot of edgelord opinions, but my edgiest is Zuckerberg. You know what? Step it up, dude.
He's made some mistakes. And, you know, he needs to think about that.
He needs to own up to them.
So we're finally seeing the results of all these fuck ups because it's almost like a rhythm at this point that you just like, once a week, there will be an enormous Facebook fuck-up, and they'll be like, we made some mistakes, and we've learned from these mistakes. Right. And our number one concern is for the Facebook users, you guys.
Our number one concern is George Soros.
Right. Yeah, right.
Like, wait, you hired a PR firm to say that? I mean, no, that was stupid, too.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
But people are starting to get the fuck off of Facebook in droves.
Yeah, no, it's true. Facebook is now the freaking Yahoo of social media websites.
Yeah.
It's just all crazy people now.
And I kind of knew that just anecdotally. A lot of, like, I don't go on there. I don't know too many people who do, but there were new numbers from Edison Research that show an estimated 15 million fewer people in the United States are using Facebook compared to just 2017.
Damn.
And the biggest drop is in the most desirable demographic, the 12 to 34. Didn't that used to be 18 to 34? Did we drop it down to 12 now?
I think that's the earliest someone can use Facebook, according to them. Or isn't it 13 or something? I don't know. It's something like that.
Technology, maybe you want like the youngsters because they determine like what the next thing is.
They're the ones who make the Snapchats and, and the Instagram stories and whatnot.
But they're still,
they're vining.
It's been like a trend, you know? It's just falling off and falling off. But one thing is, though, their profits are still strong.
Yeah.
Right, because they are doing the thing that cigarette companies did for a long time and, like, fast food is, like, as America and, like, the Western world got aware of the fact that their shit was killing them, they were spreading to other countries, like developing nations.
Right, and they were saying this is your only access to the internet is through this Facebook app.
Exactly.
Which is really amazing.
Now like, here's some propaganda.
Yeah, soon all of Burma will be like, did you know the earth is flat?
Right.
And I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, I mean, the shit that they're doing in other countries is like worse.
Yeah.
I mean, they're causing huge loss of life and genocides and
the willful ignorance is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, but the one thing that's interesting is that despite it falling off on Facebook, a lot of people are just sort of just drifting into Instagram. So at the end of the day, Zuck he still got you.
Yeah, we're right. still getting zucked.
Yeah,
every day, just butt zucked for all of our info and all of our online communiques. I will say though, the Facebook has just gotten better and better in terms of like content, because I join Facebook groups. It's my favorite thing to do. So like I will join like incel Facebook groups and like flat earth Facebook groups, and they just keep getting bigger and bigger because now it's only idiots who go on Facebook. Right. And so it's just like people arguing over the dumbest shit ever. It's right. so rad.
Oh,
it's like
flat earth one's good.
Oh, it's so good, dude. The flat earthers, man, they're my favorite because they're the ones who like they truly do believe that they are the center of the universe, and that's my favorite shit.
Well, it just helps you feel smarter than other people.
Yeah,
you're
man.
Like, oh, you believe that?
Yeah.
All right, fool.
You think the Earth's a globe? You fucking loser.
A moving globe. Yeah. That's what we
traveling
just...
a 500,000 miles through space.
Right.
Yeah. An hour.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's unbelievable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. These guys rule.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be in like a social media platform with a bunch of people who like believe in like science and stuff? That's boring.
Right, exactly.
And it's just a bunch of people being like, we got to stop climate change. It's like, yeah, I know the Earth is dying. I want to know how the Earth isn't dying and, in fact, is a flat circle.
And, in fact, is a half twist snow globe. Ending.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my shit.
So let's talk about things that are actually happening in the world of Mueller.
Mm.
So, you know, we knew Roger Stone couldn't just... shut the fuck up.
No.
Like that mm-hmm. was not going to happen.
After, yeah, he did the cool Instagram post with crosshairs on the judge's face who's presiding over his case.
And he was like, my bad about that. You know, I didn't think about it when I did it.
It's actually a Celtic cross.
It's a Celtic cross.
Not a cross.
It was a symbol of love. But if someone should happen to put you in crosshairs and shoot you, then like, well, shit.
I mean, that was probably their idea.
That was their idea, dude.
Yeah. So, I mean, now, you know, he got in trouble for that. They're like, you need to shut the fuck up once and for all or face... jail.
Yeah.
And then now he's being summoned once again because he's altered the introduction to his book that like includes like documents and just criticism of the case and the prosecution. So now Judge Amy Berman Jackson is like, okay, sir, you need to come explain yourself. And Roger Stone's lawyers are saying that the new introduction was dated January 2019 and was written and printed by the publisher before the gag order was put in place. Therefore, it's okay. He snuck in right at the end, you know, right at the buzzer.
At the buzzer, he hit the last keystroke.
Right, exactly. But they're like saying he's promoting it and saying it's in stores March 1st, meaning he's telling people to go look at it after the gag order.
Right.
It's so weird too, because it's like the way it works is like it's not just a gag order that makes it a bad idea to talk shit about a judge.
Yeah,
like it's your judge. Your judge
just in
general. That person is gonna decide whether or not you spend, you know, X amount of years in prison. But he's just like, hey, legally though.
Yeah.
I got in under the fucking wire. So.
I don't know. You said 21st. And I wrote this in January.
Yeah. So. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you're being really irrational, lady. And I feel like you might be too emotional to sit on the court. He's going to get a million years in prison. It's going to be so funny.
So now he has to go to jail and basically saying, the judge is being like, okay, well, come in and tell me how this doesn't violate the gag order. If not, because I'll just revoke your bail at this point.
Damn.
And, I mean, he should have been in jail already.
Right.
Because this man cannot shut up.
Yeah.
And she tried to give him a chance, but we'll see now.
When is that going to be determined whether he has to go back to jail?
This week. Or, I mean, not that he'll have to go to jail, but she could decide to revoke his bail, therefore putting him in jail. But,
he's
been summoned to, you know, be like, tell me how this doesn't violate the gag order that I put in place.
Right. Yeah. It's just their way of, like, getting him back in the courthouse so they can arrest him, which is great.
Yeah.
Because he's still out on bail technically, right?
Yeah, he's out on bail.
Nice.
And he can't say nothing, but he's still, and also, like, posting Instagram posts where he's just like, oh, Robert Mueller's trying to frame me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
What did I just say?
Right.
Okay, you really just want to go to jail. Yeah. But again, he's been living in a world where
He's
never had to do
face
consequences.
He's never had a consequence in his goddamn life.
So it's not surprising.
The dude's got a freaking Nixon tattoo on his back. Yeah. He's like, literally nothing matters. Everything I do, I stay free.
Right.
It's freaking crazy.
What about Paul Manafort? What's going on with him?
Yo. So he's getting sentenced this week in Virginia and D.C. And the sentencing filing that Robert Mueller submitted, it is just, he's basically just saying Paul Manafort should rot in jail for evs. And just sort of line by line, when he's, you know, goes through, talking in regards to his acceptance of responsibility. Mueller basically was like, LOL. This guy isn't even human.
These are all
word
human. For word.
Word for word.
Quotes from the Mueller report.
It just says acceptance of responsibility, LOL.
Oh, wait, what? For real?
Yeah, just like that. I mean, and also, like, when you look at, like, his Manafort's own lawyers are like, well, a lot of these other people put him up to this stuff. He's really a victim of the system.
Right.
So already they're like, there's no acceptance of responsibility. So fuck that. I can't even consider him making good on that.
Right.
Cooperation. Alleged cooperation.
Right.
Again, this man was lying to Robert Mueller when he had his deal in place. So again, LOL on that one. Recidivism. Just put fuck out of here. That's all he put in there. Right. This motherfucker, if he's out, will fuck around again without fail.
Yeah.
And then there was this argument. His lawyers are like, but he's old. You know what I mean? And he has gout. And you know that he could die.
Does he really have gout?
Yeah.
Of course he has gout.
But
dude.
However,
that is amazing.
In the filing, Mueller's like, it's odd that he only brings this up when he's in trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, he's like, there's doctors in jail, bro.
Right. Yeah.
Go to jail.
Don't play that gout card with me.
Yeah, don't play the gout card with me. I've heard that song too many times. Mm-hmm. And basically was like, you can just die, bro. There are doctors in there. So
He really mentioned the fact that there are doctors in prison?
Well, just saying sort of very, you know, straightforward.
Right.
It's like, it's not as if he is unable to receive medical care while in prison.
Right.
So
right.
I'm not sure how
Wait
this
a
is.
Second. They got universal health care in prison?
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
I know.
How the hell did they have universal health care, but we don't have universal health care?
I mean, when you hear about prison health care, though, it's not good.
I'm sure it's not good, but they probably get food. I mean, prisons are bad and should be abolished, but I'm saying, like, let's just make universal health care.
Three hots and a cot, man.
Three hots and a cot.
So, yeah. I mean, Mueller has no sympathy. He's just, you know, he's just recommending hell for him.
Yeah.
Which will be interesting when he finally gets sentenced, because it'll be, this is somebody who's done nothing but bad.
Yeah.
And I have zero, I'm just like, great, good, make an example out of this man.
Well, we will find out all on Friday when the Mueller report is ultimately issued. It is immediately available on Amazon. With color illustrations of everything that Trump did.
Everything unredacted.
And his whole family is indicted.
Yeah. And also, if you look in the bottom right corner, it's a P-tape flip book. Also, you can get it all. I mean, I hope he's just dropping on 420.
Yeah.
It's like smoke your ass.
It comes out, the Carter 5 comes out, and this at the same time.
An enhanced CD.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And Heinz is in a tough spot, you guys.
Ketchup Heinz?
Ketchup Heinz.
Heinz Ward.
Heinz, also from Pittsburgh.
Yes.
So Heinz just had the hottest new product in the Heinz line, the Mayo Chup.
Yeah.
The mayonnaise ketchup pink concoction.
Or if you're Puerto Rican, Mayo Chup.
Mayo
or
Chup.
Or Salsa Golf.
Mm-hmm.
Or what else they call it, fry sauce.
Right, right.
So make sure. Did you say Salsa Golf?
Salsa Rosada.
Oh, okay.
There's many. Yeah, I mean, there's so, like, I think that's in Argentina, they call it Salsa Golf.
That's sick.
Well, because in, like, Central and South America, when that came out, everyone was like, we've been eating this forever.
Yeah, we've been had this.
Yeah. But now, you know, it was a bit of a wave for Heinz.
So now they have decided, all right, well, we got to come out with the next wave. The Mayo Must is what they're calling it. Mayonnaise and mustard mixed together, which, sure, that's fine.
I guess.
The name, like, I think they just, I don't think I realized how easy Dijonnaise and Mayo Chup had it, even though Mayo Chup isn't great.
Yeah.
But Mayo Must?
Yeah.
Like, it
sounds
musty?
Like smelly-ass mayo.
Yeah.
It's like mustard that's gone bad.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine somebody used mustard as deodorant.
Right.
Sounds like check back in a week.
It's like mayo left in the sun.
Right.
Right.
And then they just put it on your sandwich.
Also, I have to mention, as many people have noticed, this is a Mr. Show sketch, too.
Yes.
What?
The mayo stirred.
Really?
Mustard mayonnaise and must mayo stardonnaise commercial. You know how, like, they used to just do, like, back-to-back sequences of competing commercials?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so funny they're like, they predicted it already.
That's probably why they couldn't call it mayo stirred. They're like, no, it's already a Mr. Show sketch.
Right. Well, so I was like, what are these idiots doing? Who are the ad wizards who came up with this one? And then I tried to come up with better ones because they also have a barbecue one that's Mayo Q, whatever.
Yeah.
But then I tried, and it's hard, man. There's not very many good combinations.
Because you got the nays ending or
nays
stirred.
Is hard. Yeah.
Right.
Stirred.
Mustard nays.
Mm-hmm.
Stirred a's.
Musto nays. Barbenaise. All the barbecue ones are rough because Barbenaise sounds
like a shaving cream.
Yeah, you'd put barber tools in to cleanse them.
I kind of like, I mean, I don't do mayo chup that often. I like mustard on fries a lot too.
Yeah,
so I could fuck with mayo must. I must use it.
Yeah.
Mayo Q. Yeah, all right. I mean, are people dying for a mixture of barbecue sauce and mayonnaise?
I mean, it's just, can't you just put them together yourself?
Yeah.
You can do that, right?
Which was the thrust of the Mr. Show sketch when it's like, are you a slave to the two-jar system? It's like, it was like that old Apple commercial where people were like in like a dreary concrete prison using mustard and mayonnaise separate jars.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Sure. Just mix it up.
Yeah. Mix, I mean, I just, adding Q at the end or beginning of stuff could work.
Yeah.
Q, yeah. Bar mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barnaise.
Q must.
Q-no.
Q-o. Q QAnon.
There it is.
QAnon, that's my favorite, dude. Yeah. It's barbecue sauce and a Pizzagate conspiracy theory.
It's barbecue sauce that's going to break up a cabal of child predators.
There you go.
That fights crime. But yeah, I mean, that must have been what those like brainstorming sessions sounded like over at Heinz HQ.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or was it just one day like this where you're like, honestly, I don't think we can only call it Mayo Must. And Mayo Q. If anyone else has any genius ideas, I can hear them now.
One guy in the back, we could not do any of it. Shut the fuck up. Fire him.
Take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. They're in a tough position, and I feel great sympathy for them.
Are you a mayonnaise lover?
Not really. I know I'm white, but I don't love it.
Or rather, hater. Not that you love. I don't know if people.
I don't
love
hate
it.
Yeah. I like it on a turkey sandwich.
Yeah,
you know,
I love mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise on a turkey sandwich is good. I do like the mixture of mayo and other stuff, like whatever that like spicy like orange sauce is, like with what do you call it?
Buffalo
sushi?
Sauce?
No, well, that's good too. But like the sushi, like spicy mayo.
Oh, that's orange. Like QP mayonnaise and sriracha.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, that is great. But not particularly. I'm a mustard guy. I like a lot of good. I got like a Dijon mustard, like a brown mustard is really good. Yeah, classic yellow.
Coleman's? English
great.
Mustard?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the one for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
got bite.
Yeah, I like the, what's the one where they pass it in the limos?
Grey Poupon.
Grey Poupon.
Yes.
That's great, dude.
Miles Grey Poupon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They nailed it with the Dijonnaise.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's talk about recreational pot.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You started smoking?
Yeah, man.
Oh, how you like it?
You finally, you're smoking now.
Chill. Yeah.
Everything's
chiller than I thought. No, so it's fucking up dogs, man.
Yeah.
Are people getting their dogs high?
Well, and here's the deal. Like, in Massachusetts, you know, they got some recreational cannabis now.
Uh-huh.
And veterinarians have been, I guess, reporting an increased caseload of emergencies involving dogs sickened by cannabis toxicity.
God damn it.
It says, within the past week, 5 dogs at Eastham Veterinary Hospital have been treated for poisoning caused by marijuana ingestion. And a lot of it has to do with, like, dogs just eating discarded roaches and
right,
shit.
Right,
like, a dog ate a whole blunt. They said, like, someone just, there was a music festival in some park. And, like, all the just drugs, I guess, were, like, raked into a pile or, like, near a dumpster.
Right.
And this guy was like, I thought my dog ate, like, a flattened cat of nine tails thing. And it was just a fucking whole L. It just ate.
Oh,
just
damn.
A fucking Dutch full of weed.
Just dogs in the hospital just barking like,
yeah.
Are you a cop? Are you a dog catcher?
But I just love the way, like, you know, when you have to write sort of journalistically about these things, because
this
they go on
some real local news shit.
Oh, yeah. And they said the diagnosis, the bulldog Brahms had eaten a marijuana, quote, blunt, a hollowed out and often flavored cigar wrapper filled with pot. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the explanation on the blunt.
Yeah. No one knows what that is. But they say a lot of like dogs, they just come in. They have like they're dribbling urine. They're twitchy. They're just really super lethargic, vomiting. And
a lot of people thought when I got too high.
Really? Just pee pee dribbling.
Peeing all over the place.
Dude, sativa will fuck you up.
Make you pee everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I think guys, look, don't fuck it up for everybody with the recreational weed. Fucking, you know, clip your blunt, take it with you, put it in the goddamn garbage can at least. Don't just toss the shit on the street.
Treat it like it's chocolate. You know how you keep chocolate away from your dog? Do that with your drugs, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, just like, I think, and also too, because it's, it's legal, just as we've seen in, like here in California, since recreational weed has become legal, people are just like flagrant about it. Like, they're just twisting up joints, like literally, like, in the busiest intersections of Hollywood. And Hollywood especially is wild because like so many tourists are here and it's like, oh my God, I can smoke pot in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, you don't want to be fucking setting that off. Like, you know, this is hot. A lot of cops come through here.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people too are just like throwing like half filled canisters. So just y'all be careful.
Is smoking weed on Hollywood Boulevard is a weird thing to do anyways. Just
because
it's like you've got also like a Spider-Man smoking crack behind the alley. Too.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not a fun high. You know,
no,
you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah. You don't want to be there. Especially when Beetlejuice pops out and is like trying to get in on it.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, man.
Yeah. Batman shows up.
Pro bono superheroes are not the most fun people to get high with.
Nah.
Pro bono superheroes.
Yeah, man. The number of those little weed containers that litter the streets of Los Angeles now.
Yeah.
It's
everywhere.
Yeah.
I see a lot of old wrappers for like Swisher Sweets or like Blunt, just like the vacuum or like the sealable bags.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Anyway, guys, eating marijuana plants is harmful to dogs.
Yeah.
And it can be pretty bad.
Also, it's harmful to humans. Edibles are bad. And when you have them, you never have a good time. Right. I don't know about you guys, but if you guys ever enjoyed an edible in your life?
The only time I've really been able to enjoy an edible is when I've taken it real easy with them.
Right.
Like back
right.
in the day, I used to make, you know, my own like weed butter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
like with like the hot pot and shit or the crock pot. And then make a batch of brownies and just like eat one brownie thinking that's like the dose. Cut to me fucking asleep.
Yeah.
Right. Just everywhere.
Yeah. 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 Sleep everywhere.
No, I mean, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm it's just like picturing not, you like in a cab, yeah. on the train.
Yeah.
just,
on the train.
How is
in the
he
movie
getting
theater.
From place to place?
Schrodinger's miles.
Yeah.
just, I am asleep and awake everywhere and nowhere.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, I think those little, like little mints, those are a little bit better when the dosage is smaller. But eating full on, like,
It's not fun. And if you don't have fun eating weed, don't make sure your dog doesn't eat it.
Yeah.
Dogs are already high. They're naturally high. They're happy. They're hungry. They're just chilling.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need to be more chilling. I thought this was going to be a story about people like, you know, hey, you smoke weed and then
right.
you blow it in your dog's ear and then you get hell of a
Yeah, what the
hunt.
Fuck is with that?
That's just people who just think that weed is medicine.
Right.
You ever meet those people who just are like, you know, weed will like, it'll heal your chakras and shit
right,
like that.
Right, right.
So they think that they need to do that. So they, like the same people who do that are also trying to like veganize their cats.
Right.
You know, like they don't understand how things work.
Yeah, do not get your, like, don't give your pet some agency unless your dog is wearing a Rasta wig.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah,
is like, you'll pass that shit over here.
Yeah, right.
Do not blow it in their face.
Don't blow it in their face.
Yeah. But your cat, on the other hand.
Yeah, get that
cats
motherfucker.
Love
high.
To get high.
They love
as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so funny, like, where that myth started of like, blowing the thing in the dog's ear, because that was like a thing from high school.
Right.
Right.
I'd heard it's like, dude, you just rip this joint and then you pull the flappy ear up and blow it in there and they're fucking smacked.
Oh, what happens to them after? What do they do?
Oh, they breathe through their ears?
They're kind of just the same as they were. Like they're just going to be on the floor.
Right.
Like
really
before.
Scared.
But yeah, and they're going to freak out a little bit, but like it's going to be hella funny to watch.
Right,
it,
right. Know? But it's your stepmom's dog, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Right.
We hate your stepmom, right? Like, okay, cool. Hell yeah.
Get the four-footer.
Well, Matt, it has been a pleasure having you here, man.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun to be here.
Where can people find you?
You can find me at, I do a movie podcast called the Film Drunk Fraughtcast, which is weekly and biweekly with bonus episodes. So check out the Film Drunk Fraughtcast. Also mattlieb.com. I'm at Matt Lieb on Twitter.
What's the Film Drunk Fraughtcast? Like what do you guys do with movies?
Well, we talk about them.
Crazy.
We mention them and then we just talk about pretty much everything else. You know, it's like I would say a third about movies and then two thirds about, having sex.
Right.
Did you start Film Drunk?
No. But the guy who I do it with started Film Drunk.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Vince. Yeah. And that's what we do. We just talk about movies and stuff and talk about fucking. You guys talk about fucking?
Oh, constantly.
Hell yeah.
I fuck all the time.
You
man,
ever fuck?
So
yeah, dude.
You it's know? Tight. Like when
you're having sex?
Yeah, and like your erection works.
Yeah.
That's like, to me, that's like the tightest part.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I love
how
it when
good the erection works.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're like, oh.
I love
I
it.
Came.
Yeah, because everyone's enjoying it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you're like, oh, pleasure is having.
That's tight.
We is having it.
The best part
I'm
is
a virgin.
The orgasm.
Yeah, yeah. You know? That's the best part.
Right.
Yeah. I did it all for that.
Right. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I try to get to that really fast.
Yeah, yeah. Sex with people is like top three.
Top.
Top three. Top three for sure.
Miles, it's all right. It's not your fault.
No, fuck off, dude.
Matt, is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
So someone was tweeting at Devin Sawa. You guys remember 90s star Devin Sawa? And so, because I think Devin was talking about on Twitter, he was just talking about like his daughter or something like that, something like really innocent. And this guy tweets that, I've heard of Kirk Cameron. Who the fuck are you? And then Devin Sawa quote tweeted, ask your wife.
Oh, shit.
And I just was like, dude, That was, you just murdered that dude so hard. Like, you guys remember The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember the one munchkin who was a coroner? Was like, as coroner, I thoroughly examined her, and she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, that's my favorite character in Wizard of Oz, because I feel like that fool needs to come out of hiding every time someone gets murked on Twitter.
Right,
right.
It just like rolls out the certificate of death. So yeah, shout out to Devin Sawa.
Yeah, he'll be like, ask Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
And Idle Hands, homie. Ask Casper, the friendly ghost motherfucker who I am. Ask the first Final Destination movie.
Yeah, ask Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, oh shit, dude. Yeah.
Another, another banger, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Where, Miles, where can people find you?
Find me. Yo, wasn't he in the Stan video, the Eminem video?
Dude. Oh, he was, dude. He was Stan.
He was Stan.
He was the first and most original Stan.
God.
Now I know who this motherfucker you guys making are history.
Yeah. Also, from Vancouver. Shout out Van City.
Oh,
yeah, you can find me and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. A couple tweets I like. One is from at Horse Divorce. Me, can you dust my wets? Server, you can just ask for Parmesan cheese. Me, confused, lifts all of my spaghetti with my hands. Please, my wets. another one from Andy Richter. Sure, sex is great. Boom. That's it.
Yeah, he's right about that, though. Yeah, remember sex top three?
Yeah, remember what we were talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
he's right about that.
And in no way are you compensating.
I probably had sex like 15 times.
A day?
Yeah, probably.
Oh.
Like, yeah, a day.
But you, like, save up and make sure it's awesome every time.
Save up. You know, I was just watching that movie Go, so I'm into tantric sex now.
Oh, yeah.
Tantra, baby.
Tantra's great.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. A couple tweets I've been liking. Eleanor Penny, at Eleanor K. Penny, tweeted, "For Lent, I am giving up." That's it. I'm giving
Oh, that's great.
We both did a little hangover.
Eleanor Penny from Novara Media?
I don't know. I don't know why I follow her.
Oh, she's great.
She's from Novara Media.
Yeah, she
is great.
She's fantastic. Red Pepper, dude.
At Brian Lynch tweeted, really confused because the reviews for Captain Marvel are great, but a bunch of dudes who didn't see it said it was bad, so who do I believe? And then Shen the Bird tweeted, murderer rips open my shower curtain. Why are you wearing shoes? You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. And we also have a live show coming up. Live show! Coming up this Saturday at Dynasty Typewriter, it's going to be Miles, yours truly, and the Bechdel cast. It's a crossover. It's a mashup of your favorite podcasts.
It's fucking Double Dragon and Battletoads.
Yeah. Mm. And we are talking about the year 1999. I've spent the past 24 hours fully steeped. I listened to the Billboard Top 100. Nothing but.
And Len is now your favorite band.
What was number one in 1999? Was it like
Do You Believe by Cher?
By Cher?
Yeah.
That is a fucking slapper, dude.
No Scrubs, number two. Ooh. There's a lot of jams. But on second look, there are also a lot of songs that I liked that are stupid as fuck.
Third Eye Blind songs.
So we will be talking about that. A lot of Third Eye Blind, Matchbox 20, Goo Goo Dolls. I found some deeper meaning in some Goo Goo Dolls songs. That we're going to talk about live. We do not put out our live episodes. You have to come to see them. Yeah. So
I just want to clarify, Third Eye Blind, one of my favorite bands.
Oh, yeah. Up there. Yeah.
I saw them live a couple months ago.
Yeah, Stephen Jenkins was just having sex with my friend for a long period of time.
Oh, great.
Yeah, anyways.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, was her name Sarah?
No.
Oh, okay, because one of my exes cheated on me with him.
Oh, really?
Wait, with Stephen Jenkins?
Yeah.
This is actually a thing that happens a lot. A lot of people's exes cheat with Stephen Jenkins.
All right, anyway, I'm already having a rough day. It's already March.
It's all right, man. For him, sex is like top two.
He's really
into it.
Yeah.
He has it in everything.
He has it in everything. There's also a lot of songs from 99 that are about... that have that thing where you talk about how many different places you want to have sex, like in the kitchen, in the living room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
I can love you in the shower, both of our bodies dripping wet.
Yeah,
on
there's the a lot kitchen of that. Door.
Yeah, yeah. We can do it anywhere. 112.
Or the bed.
Nah, the bed. Good place. The very comfortable.
I would say one of the best places to have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the couch is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
But kitchen floor really gets a lot of love, which, they're a great place to catch salmonella, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Worst place, I would say Safeway.
Yeah.
Don't fuck in a Safeway.
Yeah.
There's people there, and there's going to be property damage.
Wait, I read that article, but you're the dude who fucked in Safeway, huh?
That was me. I had to learn the hard way. Sometimes you got to learn the hard way, but,
the Safeway.
Oh, shit. You're wearing glasses. Yeah, that's why I didn't recognize you.
A lot of people can't tell, but I'm the guy who fucked in the Safeway.
My face is in the entrance of every Safeway saying, I'm banned.
I'm not allowed, so I go to a Vons now to fuck.
Right. Fuck up my own time.
Aren't we doing well?
All right. Miles, what song are we writing?
Going out on a song from a man from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Regina.
Andy Shaw.
Nice.
With a song called Wendell Walker. And it's like, a little dark, a little brooding, moody song.
Okay.
But it feels right because it's very rainy right now in LA and the traffic is terrible. So you might as well go on something that reflects the moment.
Right. Well, we are going to ride out on that. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. We'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Wendell Walker was a friend of mine. We'd stain our teeth in the summertime. And with lips of purple, the winter would roll past the warty windows into our soul and shake our weary bones. Now this past winter's the coldest in years.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.